Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, helping businesses work smarter, not harder, to help deliver customer experiences across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson with today's California Money Report. A survey from UC Davis finds that women in the Bay Area lead the state in holding management positions and earning top executive salaries. But corporations still have a long way to go to reach gender equality, as Kelly Weiss reports.
Kim Buck says becoming a vice president at the Bay Area company Hewlett-Packard wasn't easy.
Not a lot of women in senior management.
Buck says she managed more than 10,000 people around the world and had to travel constantly, and she says she needed help to do it.
My husband, about 6 years ago, left his job to stay and take care of the kids and the family and the house and all the things that you have that you need support for.
Box says more than a year ago, she left her corporate job to do more service work and spend time with her family. Now she works from home in a Sacramento suburb. She's written a book on business diversity, serves on various boards, and runs a nonprofit for at-risk teens. And the trim 50-year-old says she ran a marathon this month. This type of determination got her to be an executive at HP, but she says she had to fight for it, including for equal pay at times.
I was the highest performing person in the organization, and I was paid the least. That was a real eye-opener. Then I got to really see it for what it was worth, and boy, did I come out and say, look, this needs to be fixed.
Box says her manager did fix it, but UC Davis business professor Donald Palmer says many women aren't so lucky. He co-authored the 2010 survey about how women executives fared in California's 400 largest public companies. He says only 9% of women had board seats or the highest paid executive positions in the state.
If this trend were to continue, it would be a very long time before top management and boards were gender balanced.
The study didn't collect data on how the family choices women make affect career opportunities, but Palmer says one reason women might not make it to the top of the ladder is because of the discrimination they face at the bottom. And now he's looking at what this means for businesses.
The percentage of women in top management on the board is important, not just for the people who aspire to hold positions at the highest level of the company, but also from the standpoint of how the firm performs as a corporate citizen.
He says his research suggests that businesses with women executives are more involved with charity work and protecting the environment. For KQED News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in neuroscience care. StanfordHospital.org.